This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. Well, this is the weekend before Christmas, and I gotta tell you, if you're like me, you're a little bit short on the shopping scene. I gotta get working here. I hope that you're doing better than I am. I think everybody does better than I am. My first guest this second hour is a buddy of mine, Richard Sturban. He's from the Oak Ridge Boys. They're over at the Gaylord, wrapping up their last week of that engagement in Nashville, Tennessee. Artist, the legend of Peter Max, who did all of the Beatles material. He's going to be here. The daughter of Dean Martin, our friend Dina Martin, with a brand new Christmas CD. And then Haley Bright will be joining us with some last-minute Christmas ideas from the tech world. And Kristen Levine will be here to give us ideas for our furry friends, our pets, for Christmas. And that's coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
I tell you something. Christmas is not the same unless you are listening to music like you just heard from the great Oak Ridge Boys. They are terrific guys. And joining us right now is our dear friend from the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban. Hello, Richard. Happy holidays to you, my friend.
Well, hello to you as well, Ron, and certainly a pleasure for me to once again be talking to you. It certainly is.
Well, I got to tell you something. We look forward to these visits, and I was talking to William Golden not too long ago, and he says to me, he says, I always know when you got one of the guys on the show, especially Richard, because he comes on the bus and he says, I talked to Ron today, and I thought that was very nice. Thank you. From now till Christmas Day, performing at the Gaylord's Opryland in Nashville, packing them in with a 31-show residency. You did this last year, too, didn't you?
We did do it last year. This is our second year. But last year, it was much more restricted. You know, we were still had to abide by the protocols of COVID virus and everything, and everybody had to social distance. And this year, it's much better. It's a bigger room, a lot more people at the show. There's not a place that does Christmas any better than the Gaylord Opryland Resort. There's just millions and millions of lights and so many things to do with Christmas. And it's just a pleasure for the Oak Ridge boys to be a part of it.
There's a big plus for the Oak Ridge boys. They get to go home and sleep in their own beds at night.
Well, you're right about it. You know, that is something. You know, we leave in the afternoon, and later on that night, we're back at home. That's a pretty good deal.
That's a good gig. There's no doubt about
it. Right.
Now, I hope are doing the porch scene where you are in the rocking chairs and you're telling stories, because, ladies and gentlemen, and not only great music, but great memories by the guys.
We still do. We refer to it as our rocking chair segment. And, you know, the four Oak Ridge boys just kind of sit in front of a fireplace in rocking chairs, I might add. And, you know, we take turns talking, you know, about childhood Christmas memories and what Christmas means to us. You know, it gives the audience a chance to get to know the four Oak Ridge boys just a little bit better. You know, our latest album, actually, Front Porch Singing, was really inspired by this rocking chair segment.
Right.
Our producer, Dave Cobb, about 3 years ago, came to our Christmas show, and he saw the rocking chair segment, and he loved that down-home feel that we have in the chairs. And after the show, he said, what I want to do, I want to capture that feeling on a record. And he said, we can't do it in rocking chairs, you know, in front of a fireplace, because it's not going to be a Christmas project. But he said, let's just make it like four guys gathering on a front porch in a very casual way and just singing and harmonizing together. And we're really proud with the way it turned out, but it was inspired by the very rocking chair segment that you just mentioned.
And it's a great segment, and it brings back so many memories. It's done so well. Working through December 25th, so you're actually going to work Christmas night too then.
Yeah, well, right up until Christmas night, and believe it or not, out of all the shows, the first show to sell out was the Christmas night show.
Wow, isn't that something? It's nice because you don't have to go, as we all know in this business, you get paid for the travel, and you don't have to do that. That's sensational, and I'm assuming that right after the first of the year, you guys are going to be out on the road.
Yeah, we'll take a few weeks off, you know, around Christmas and New Year's. We're going to start right up back in about the middle of January. Oh, and we're going to be, you know, back out here on the road. You know what I'm saying? Going around the country, you know, taking Oak Ridge Boys music all over the place.
So imagine that you're pretty well booked up for the next year. I know you're going to be near me, and I'm going to be in that audience because I've been nominated by Richard as the fifth Oak Ridge boy.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're looking forward to coming down here. Boy, you know, that's a great place to play down there in Florida, you know, and we certainly will be there, and I can speak for all the Oak Ridge boys. And I can tell you, we plan to have a great time and a great night. So if you're in that Central Florida area, you know, make plans to come and see the Oak Ridge boys.
Well, we'll be talking to you before you come into this area.
Okay, good.
When you do this show at the Opryland, it's a setting that you can't really have that much on the road because you're there for a long period of time. It's like playing in Branson and being a resident there, is that you can actually have a setting that is a little bit flamboyant more so than being on the road, right?
Well, you're right about that. It's a great circumstance. Beautiful stage. You know, we have got the fireplace set up with the rocking chairs and everything. The guys in our band and our crew especially, they love it because they don't have to tear that stuff down and put it back up every night.
Mm-hmm.
It is all set in place for 31 straight shows, so they enjoy it as well as the four of us.
I know the Christmas Day show, as you mentioned, is sold out, but are tickets still available between now?
I am sure they are. The best way is just to contact Opryland, the Opryland Resort. We do not actually handle the tickets ourselves, so you have to get in touch with them.
How depressing is it to you now to be off baseball season?
Well, I'll tell you what, I keep checking my phone, I checking all the baseball websites that I go to, and I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it to come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, if Richard wasn't such a great singer and in such a great group and having such an enormous success, I think he would be anything on a baseball team. Pitcher, catcher, bat boy, anything, just to be on that field.
Yeah.
How do you guys keep it fresh? I've asked you this before, because you spend more time on the road with the other three guys than you do with your family.
Well, that's true, you know. You know, and I think we have developed a special relationship between the four of us. You know, over the course of the years, we have become the best of friends. We really have. Everybody in the group is different, you know, and everybody brings something different to the table. But we've learned to respect that difference a long time ago, and I think we realized a long time ago that we need each other. So we pull together as a team. We're a true brotherhood. Every night in the rocking chair, Glenn Allen, he says something that's kind of very appropriate. He said, you know, it's great to sing in harmony, but it's even better to live in harmony. And that's what we do as the Oak Ridge Boys, and I think that's what helps us get along and do what it is that we do year in and year out.
Richard, I got the chills when you said that. That is absolutely true, and boy, we need it too. Yes. I don't know how you are able to do a concert and you introduce, as I always said, reinventing yourself all the time. All of the guys are. And to introduce new material when everybody wants to hear the hits has got to be tough. Now you put Christmas music on top of it. So it's a real juggling match as far as show content is concerned, because you could fill up 6 hours between your songs and the Christmas music.
You're right about that, but we were able to work it out. You know, the show here at Opryland, it's a great balance. It's a great mixture. We take care of some regular business first. We do sing some of our hits. You can count on the fact that you hear Elvira. You will be hearing Elvira if you come to our Christmas show. You're going to hear me do Giddy Up, Oom Papa, Mow Mow, that's for sure. And William Lee does Thank God for Kids. So we do some of the hits, but then we cover many different aspects of Christmas. You know, there's a lot of sides to Christmas. The romantic side of Christmas, you know, the fun side of Christmas. We have a great, great Santa Claus. Santa comes out. He goes down into the audience, interacts with the kids. And so it's a great family show. It really is. Then we do the rocking chair segment. And then we end the show with songs about the real true meaning of Christmas. And we know that's the birth of Jesus. So it's a perfect family show, a well-rounded show, you know, hits. And several different aspects of Christmas, and we thoroughly enjoy doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have seen the show several times, the Christmas show and, of course, other concerts. And if you don't go and see the Oak Ridge Boys, whether you see them at Gaylord's Opryland up until December 25th in Nashville, or check out their website, which is oakridgeboys.com, to see where they're playing, you're going to miss out on a evening of entertainment that is absolutely sensational. You will not walk away disappointed. Nobody ever does. Richard, I, on behalf of my family, to your family and to all the guys in the band, William, Dwayne, Joe, Merry Christmas, my friend. And I'm so looking forward to seeing you in the new year.
Well, Ron, Merry Christmas to you and your family as well. You know, and it's, like I say, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Over the years, you have been very good and very kind to the Oak Ridge Boys. We do not take that lightly. We appreciate it very much.
Well, I want to tell you something. You reciprocate that back to me, too, and I appreciate it very much. Richard, thank you, my friend, and Merry Christmas.
You, Ron.
Thank you.
Right.
Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Without you, I'll be so blue, thinking about you.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back with Ron Sedgy today. I am delighted to have our next guest with us. He's been with us in the past, and he's done me some really nice favors when it comes to signed posters that I have hanging in my den at home and are just very dear to my heart. I love this description, a visual counterpart to the music of the Beatles. I just love that description. Joining us right now, Peter Max. Hi, Peter. How are you, my friend?
Hi, buddy. How are you? It's so nice to be with you again.
Just absolutely have treasured those posters for, it's got to be over now, 10, 12 years.
Is that amazing how time flies, right?
You're going to be here in my neck of the woods.
Yep.
A show that you're going to put on that's presenting some interpretive works of Vincent van Gogh, Monet, Picasso. Tell us about it, Peter.
Yeah, you know, part of my regular show is there's all kinds of various periods because, you know, I've been around for quite a few decades now. And so I've got different art from different periods. Then I was collecting images, self-portraits of Van Gogh and Lautrec and so forth, and I started doing my own versions of those, you know, like, because there were no photographs, I think, when Van Gogh was alive. There's just his self-portrait.
Yeah.
So I looked at the portrait, you know, and like painting a person sitting in front of me, I painted my Van Gogh and of Van Gogh, and then I did Lautrec, and I did, you know, various other artists, and it became a fantastic series, which I adore, because I always admired these great masters, you know, being an artist. So that's it. It was like, and that's going to be part of the show. You'll see it there. It's a wonderful collection.
How did you start?
You know, I grew up in Shanghai, China, as you know.
Yes.
You know, my parents migrated from Berlin to Shanghai. I was a little bit less than 1 year old. And my father, who owned several retail stores for men's clothing, 8 stores with maybe 80, 100 employees. But at night, when he used to come home or late afternoons, he used to draw with his little boy. I was a year old. He used to draw with me. He gave me a pencil, and we did it for like 3 years. And just, you know, zigzagging and like just so I can get a nice handle on about the pencil or the pen. And one day, my mother coming home, we lived in a beautiful villa like a pagoda house. And outside, about a block away, there was a man sitting there, and he was drawing in the street on an easel. As you sometimes have seen people in the street drawing, and people can go there and sit with him. You do your portrait, or you buy a drawing for a few pennies, whatever this was back then. So she asked him if he could come and teach me how to draw. She said she had a 3-year-old boy. Well, what happened was he couldn't make it, but he sent his daughter over. He said she was a good artist. So the girl came over, and she was, you know, bigger girl. I was like only 3, and she was like, you know, maybe. I found out later, within about a year or two, that when I was 3, she was about 7 or 8 or 9, no more. Mm-hmm. She was like a little girl, and she came with a stack of paper, and she stayed with me till I was 10. So when I was 10, she was maybe 14, and I left China. And I remember when the boat pulled away from Shanghai, you know, we were going to Cyprus, and then we went to Israel, and from Israel we came to the United States. I remember standing there, and I was crying about my little kitty cat that left behind,
mm-hmm.
and my little nanny, you know, who was like 3 years older than me. I was maybe 4, so when I was 10, she was maybe 13 or 14. Cried and cried and cried till Shanghai disappeared in the horizon, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And I was back in Shanghai just about almost 3 months maybe. And I had press conferences and everything, and I talked about my nanny. I talked about it, but nobody showed up. So I'm going to hire like a public relations firm in Shanghai, and I'm about in the middle of doing it already.
Really?
See if we can find her. Yeah, I got to find her.
Here
I am, one of the most famous artists on the planet.
Right.
And if it wasn't for her giving me the jump start, who knows, right?
Oh,
if it was my father, then it was her.
That's a movie, Peter.
It's a movie, it is.
I mean, it really is when you think about it. It's like the love story behind the Titanic, you know? I mean, that's really...
I so adored her, and I remember when the boat pulled away from Shanghai, I just cried and cried. I was like a little 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And I switched from the kitty cat to my nanny, to the kitty cat to the nanny. And in Shanghai, my parents called her Ama.
Oh.
Or there was another name for her. And but I couldn't find her. It was really sad. I was there just a few months ago, and I had a press conference with about 40, maybe 60 different press people, a huge room with people.
Yeah.
With tape recorders and video cameras and writing with pads. And all I talked is about her.
That's great. You know, I'm on a Central Florida tour with a 15-piece orchestra that I sing in front of.
Wow.
And I found out that one of my old flames was going to be in the audience, and she came back afterwards, and boy, was I lucky I didn't stay with her. It was nothing like the old days. We're getting off the subject, but it was nothing like the old days. You really are known for these fascinating, these gorgeous grab-out colors that you do. And when you found out that these new printing techniques allowed you for reproduction of these products, I mean, you got all kinds of endorsements from General Electric, 70-some corporations, saying to you, do some customized work for us. I mean, that has to be an enormous tribute to the work and the dedication that you put into this life career.
It was amazing. It was in 1969. I was only... 10 years old back then.
Yes, absolutely. I read about it in history books.
So anyhow, it was an amazing thing to get into the media. And so we started doing what's called licensing. So I did T-shirts, I did sneakers with Nike. I had like maybe 72 product lines. But then after about 2-3 years, when it hit almost $1.8 billion at retail, can you imagine that? That's $1970. That would be today $10 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, mind-boggling. This was at retail, obviously not in my pocket, but I got a nice royalty. It was quite a lot of money.
Sure.
But I decided, hey, I'm not like a designer, even though I respect and love Calvin Klein and Ralph Lauren. I wanted to be a painter like Picasso. So I said, maybe I shouldn't do the licensing and do clothes anymore. So I got away from it. But, it elevated the knowledge about me to people, the public relations of being in thousands and thousands and thousands of stores, and people were wearing my T-shirts. It's unbelievable. So it made maybe close to 80 one-man museum shows came out of it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Unbelievable, lasted for about a decade.
You hear so much about starving artists. It's so nice to have somebody as appreciative and as talented as you to be able to experience the success.
Well, I'm grateful for it, believe me. I'm grateful, and what really meant a lot to me is when my mother and father, praised me for my work.
Sure.
That meant so much to me. And then it came from friends. And then it came from strangers. And then it came from public relations people. Then it came from people like all the talk show people. I've been on hundreds of talk show on television. It was unbelievable. And all the museums then came. And it was mind-boggling that here there are 90 museums around in America, maybe 5 or 10 across the world, that had a show of mine with maybe 200 or 300 works in it. And it lasted, each show was about 2 or 3 months. It was mind-boggling.
Well, Ed McMahon was a dear friend and partner of mine. And one day he walked into my house and he saw the poster that you had signed to me. And he said, Peter was on The Tonight Show with us.
Yeah.
And, just boom, he just was so taken back. And he said, how did you get that poster? I never got a poster like that.
Isn't that me? We became good friends,
But in fact, I'm going to go out this weekend to see his family out in the West Coast.
Do me a favor, when you do that, call me back with their phone number.
Okay.
I'm going to call them up, and maybe I'll do a nice portrait memory of my sweet friend, Ed McMahon. It'll be a gift from you to them, okay?
Oh, geez, Peter. You are something else.
Oh, it'll be so great. The best to you, my buddy. I can't wait to see you. Okay, my dear friend. All the best to you. God bless.
Peter Max has been our guest.
Thank you, my buddy. You're so kind. Let's do this more often. I love it, okay?
I would love to do that, and I will see you, okay?
Okay, my buddy. All the best.
Thanks, Peter. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. A mass shooter's father has now been charged where seven people at a 4th of July parade were killed in Highland Park, Illinois. Robert Cremeau Jr. turned himself into police under an arrest warrant, charging him with seven counts of reckless conduct for helping his son get a gun license. New Zealand is taking steps to protect young people.
New Zealand on Tuesday passed into law a unique plan to phase out tobacco smoking by imposing a lifetime ban on young people buying cigarettes. The law states that tobacco cannot ever be sold to anybody born on or after January 1st, 2009.
Argentina's soccer sensation Lionel Messi's jerseys sold out worldwide ahead of Sunday's World Cup final. Adidas says it's rushing to get more Messi number 10 jerseys in stores. Dave Collins, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carol being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. When you take a voice like that, and a beautiful, beautiful face, and an equally beautiful personality, you have our next guest, and that is Dina Martin. Hi, Dina. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm doing so good, and thank you so much for this CD. I love this. It's got all these great songs, but a lot of them, of course, were ones that were sung by your dad and Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis. I mean, you did a great job with this.
Thank you so much. We put our heart and soul and all of our money into it.
There you go. Heart and soul comes cheap. The money is expensive.
Yes, that's right. You know, it's to have these gorgeous arrangements and these incredible musicians, the big band and 40 strings and the cellos and harps. And I mean, it's truly Christmas time. And boy, did we have a lot of fun recording it.
What month did you record this in?
It was June. It was hot. It was so hot. And so we just cranked up the air conditioning. I got some garlands and put tinsel on the microphone.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. So, well, you know what? It's all about feeling the Christmas, and we just really got into the spirit of it, and it was so much fun. Because Christmas is my favorite time of year, of course.
Of course. But, you know, it's funny because I don't think people realize that you record these things so far in advance. That's why I asked. I talked to someone, I don't know who it was, they said that they had a Christmas tree, and they had presents, and they had hot chocolate, and then they walked out and got in their convertible and was sweating like crazy because it was the middle of the summer. But Dina, for those people who may not know this, not only lives out in California, but in Branson, Missouri, and I missed you when I was out there a couple of weeks ago, but I so badly wanted to see you because we had been missing each other. I think one time you were in Orlando and I was in Branson.
I think that's true. Isn't that well, we're like ships passing in the night.
That's exactly.
But we will definitely get it together. And I'm so sorry I didn't get to didn't get to see you, but I usually every year I do something for the veterans.
Yeah.
And cuz I mean that's why we are all free here today. It's because of our vets. And I'm just so sorry that we didn't get to see you. And I had just done a show, I think, with Tony Orlando.
Yes.
For MDA,
and
I know he was going to be doing the show, but I was already pre-booked someplace else, and it's a heartbreaker for me. I wish there were a couple of me, and I could be everywhere.
I wish there was, too. I'd take one. But we and I have chatted so many times in the past, but I didn't realize all of the things that you were doing. Let me just touch the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Aside from the fact that she made her debut on television a few years back on your dad's show, I'll just say it that way, okay?
Okay.
Professionally trained actress at Dartington College of Arts in the United Kingdom, was on stage with the English productions of Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, Taste of Honey, and then in this country with the Star Spangled Girl, and of course her single Girl of the Month Club, and was on a Monkees episode, and then motion pictures with Young Billy Young, Strangers at Sunrise, A Voice in the Night, and a fitness company, the Dina Martin Total Body Workout, an author of Memories Are Made of This, her tour of Memories Are Made of This. And I also didn't realize, I guess as being told this, it kind of struck a chord that you're also on radio.
On radio, and you forgot to say I was a pilot.
I didn't know that you were a pilot.
You didn't know I was a pilot?
No, I didn't. What are you checked out in?
Yes, well, we own a 310, a Cessna 310.
Do you?
Twin.
Really? Twin?
But I started, you know, of course, on the, you know, a 152, 172.
Right.
And,
yes,
yeah, so I am. It's a little scary.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine. My son was taking, who, by the way, was my son who at 16 years old when we went to California had to go visit your father's grave. I'm telling you. His license plate, I think I told you this once before, his vanity plate on the front said Dino, and the day he found out that your father passed away, he cried like a baby, and he was maybe 15, 16 years old.
So you brought him up right.
Oh, absolutely.
How incredible is that?
We had to go to visit your father's grave with a picture of him next to it, or he didn't want to go to California. That was it. I mean, that was the bottom line. But he started flying.
That warms my heart. It's so amazing. And in fact, I was the one who decided to have on his gravestone, it says, Dean Martin, everybody loves somebody.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, and there's always a rose or something in that little vase that's there. Now, I understand that the memories are made of this, though, might be a movie.
Yes, yes, and we are working on that now. Everything in Hollywood takes forever, so it seems like it's taking forever. But Bonnie Hunt is writing the screenplay.
And
Joe Mantegna, Joe has done so much. He's going to direct it. And the very lovely Miss Jennifer Love Hewitt is going to play me.
Oh, really?
That's very exciting. She's a wonderful actress
and a very good
singer, too.
Yes, yes.
And we look very similar. And so now, well, trying to get that screenplay written and then figure out who could play Dean Martin.
How about
me?
You!
Let's see. Now, are you a really good actor, Ron?
No, let me tell you something. I'm a singer, and I do a medley of your dad's hits, including the one that of course, I'm Italian, so I have to do, Return to Me and everything else.
Of course.
But if you don't do Houston, you're just not going to do it,
Going back to Houston.
Now, Joe would play a good role as your dad.
He did in that Rat Pack movie.
That's right.
And he was, it was so nice to watch him because he was respectful. And he played Dean Martin the way he should be. Cool.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that, sometimes when I see these Dean Martin impersonators and they're playing my father real drunk and things like that, it's just...
No, it's bad.
Yeah, just disgusting.
Bob Anderson does a nice routine.
Oh, Bob is so good, isn't he?
Yeah, his hands even become larger.
I know. Well, that's funny. He becomes everybody he plays.
Yeah, I know he does. I know. He becomes Tony Bennett.
When he does Tom Jones and his eyes are like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
He's unbelievable. I'm anxious about this movie. I'll be honest with you, Dean. I'm really excited about that.
So am I.
I know I mentioned to you the last time that I bought a Stutz Blackhawk like your father had.
Uh-huh.
And when I show it at car shows, I actually show two people in that car. Three. I have a picture of Elvis, I have a picture of Sammy Davis, and the one right in the middle is your dad next to his Stutz. This is the shot. He's standing in front of the house. His collar is up.
That was at 601 Mountain Drive in Beverly Hills.
Wow. Yeah, great picture. I love that picture. You live in California, and you live in Branson. Do you have some Branson dates coming up?
Now, I don't know that I'm going to be doing shows here in Branson unless it's for the vets.
Okay.
Because I am mainly traveling all around. When we come to Branson, it's so nice to, we chill out, and I've probably just enough time to change horses and then out on the road again.
Well, let me know the next time you go out and change horses out there, okay? But in the meantime, go out and get Dina Martin, White Christmas. This has got to be playing on your CD player on Christmas.
And it's so beautiful. And I'm not just saying this just because it's me. It's just such a good album.
It is.
Put it together so beautifully. My husband, I was a producer, and it's something that everybody needs to have. And just the pictures inside are beautiful. When you have the whole family, the Martins and Sinatras, if they want it personalized, they can go to dinamartin.com or they can get it on Amazon or iTunes. It's really, really well done, and I'm just so proud of how it turned out.
And you should be, and thank you for personalizing it to me. I appreciate that.
Yes. Well, for you, anything.
Oh, well, you're a sweetheart. Go to dinamartin.com. Find out where Dina is going to be playing. Dina, happy holiday, dear. We love you.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll see you in April. You have a great holiday.
You too, dear.
Okay,
Dina Martin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dina Martin has been our guest. She is so nice. What talent. And she has a brand new CD out called Dina Martin, White Christmas. And we will be back with more on Ron Segi Today.
Silver bells. It's Christmas time in our city. Ring-a-ling. Oh, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Portion with the show. Our next guest is a technical expert. She's the co-host of CoinOp TV Weekly. She also has a popular food and lifestyle channel on Instagram. Joining us is Haley Bright. Hi, Haley. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. You played the role of Wonder Woman in First Impressions.
You dug deep. I love that.
Oh, my gosh. Haley, did you wear that outfit?
Yeah, and I got to kick a lot of butt while I was doing it, too. It was great.
But most importantly, you wore that outfit.
I did.
Wow, I'm stumbling for words now. And you wore that outfit. But let's first of all talk about different things that are trending this year.
Yeah, so you know what? Immersive tech is where it's at this year. Great for the consumer. It's a straight talk wireless phone. It's amazing. It's affordable. There's no contract and it's prepaid phone, so you can get the Samsung Galaxy A13 for only $99. And then they have a $45 Silver Unlimited plan. Comes with unlimited talk, text, and high-speed 5G data, which means it's going to be super fast. You can go to straighttalk.com for all the information on that.
I understand you got some tasty gifts.
I'm a foodie, and I love this idea. It is a pecan snow globe jar topper. It's so cute. They're adorable. They only take a few minutes to make. It's the perfect gift for maybe a neighbor, a teacher, anyone on your holiday list you still have to shop for. You can actually go to eatpecans.com to get all of their really delicious DIY recipes.
These video games, gaming consoles are very unique, changing all the time. What is the latest in those areas?
Yes. So RCA has some really great products this holiday season that are affordable. We have the RCA tablet bundles and the RCA 15-inch slim laptop. The 15-inch slim laptop has an Intel Pentium processor, Windows 11. You're going to have Word, Excel, PowerPoint. I think it's just a really great gift for if you have kids in your family, a friend where they're on the go, they want something easy that's affordable that they can take with them. Android tablet bundles, two sizes, which is great. They have an HD display, high-resolution screens. They're really great for gaming and streaming. They're just really amazing. They're all so price-conscious. You can get them all at hsn.com or rca.com.
Tell us about this role of Wonder Woman. When did that take place? I'm just obsessed with that, as you can obviously tell.
Yeah, okay. So here's how it happened. A friend of mine actually just approached me and was like, hey, we're making this Wonder Woman short because we want to, like, actually do a real ode to Wonder Woman. We want to be everything we've wanted that we haven't gotten from, you know, other movies or things that were made. So I was like, yeah, that sounds amazing.
It starred Doug Jones from Hellboy.
Yeah. Doug's amazing. He's probably one of the nicest people I've met.
Where can you see this?
Watch it on YouTube. You just search First Impressions is the name of the film.
Cool. They talk about Christmas time and toys, but there are toys for us, the big boys and girls in the room. You got some suggestions for that?
Yeah, there's so many things that are trending this year, so here's a fun one for you. Grandma's toaster got an update, and now they have touchscreen toasters, and they look cool in your house. They do a lot. Like, you can have the perfect bagel now. You can put everything on a timer. And then another really great thing, they have air tags. They're only like $30, and you add these little air tags to anything in your house. You can put them on your keychain. You can put them on luggage, which is awesome because airlines are always losing our luggage, as we know. And then they have AirTag pet collars. And then now you can log onto your phone, and then it just shows you where all your stuff is. Basically can't lose it anymore. Along with pets, we have pet cameras as well. Really great because you can see your pet while you're traveling. You can see them on the video. They can hear you. It's so cute.
You know what? Your name describes you bright. Boy, I tell you, you're... I love it.
That's so nice.
I love it. I love it. Haley, where can we go for more information on this?
Yeah, you can go to tipsontv.com for everything we talked about today.
Tipsontv.com. And I'm also going to First Impressions to watch you as Wonder Woman.
You'll have fun.
And you had that outfit on, huh?
And that outfit. It's amazing.
Haley, have a nice holiday. We look forward to having you back.
Thanks.
Haley Bright has been our guest, tech expert, and the co-host of CoinOp TV. The only time we get to play that song is on our next guest.
That's such a sweet little song.
Our next guest, pet expert, author of Pampered Pets on a Budget, and blogger, Kristen Levine. Hi, Kristen. How are you?
I'm great, Ron. It's so good to be back with you.
Christmas time. You always want to do something for your pets. I don't know about you, but every time we open up presents, they look at you like, hey, are you kidding? What about me?
But they want to open our presents.
Yeah, they really do. How we can, you know, make it happy for them because they are part of the family, even though it's psychologically they probably know it's not even Christmas. They probably think it's Easter, but you want to get them in the mood.
Just spending time together during the holidays, even more time than we usually would spend with them because we're not as busy. I think that's a really great gift because it builds our human-animal bond together. Some of the gifts are gifts that are just good for them because I was just at PetSmart shopping and they have everything you need to do anything for pets this holiday. There's a puppy toy called Chance and a guinea pig toy called Cherish. Now, when you buy these toys, PetSmart will donate $1 to their nonprofit PetSmart charities, and this charity over the years has helped place 10 million pets into their forever home. Now, they also have this really cute charcuterie board chew toy for small pets like rabbits and guinea pigs or gerbils and hamsters. And for our kitty cat friends, they've got this awesome pop-up tunnel that your cat will love, I guarantee it. They have dozens of toys that are under $10, so it's a really great place to find a budget-friendly gift.
Is it crazy to ask if you should wrap these toys for the dogs and kitties and the rabbits and everything?
I always always wrap my pet's toys.
Me too.
Or put them in the stocking.
Cats are rather finicky. Give a cat a toy, they get into it. I mean, it's hilarious because they really get into it.
Yeah, they do. And cats tend to have, like, short bursts of playtime or energy. You'll notice that they do. They're super intense about it for a little bit, and then boom, it's over.
Yeah.
When we think of grooming our pets, we usually think of bathing them. A lot of times we forget about their eye health. So I really like the new Project Watson Eye Wash for dogs. Now, it's formulated specifically to target and clean our dog's eyes with a really gentle pH balance formula. It's really important to use, and they have a full line of dog care products, too, that were developed by the experts at Bausch & Lomb.
A lot of times people give animals treats that they think they're going to like, and they're actually not only bad for them, they're fatal to them in some cases.
So you have to know, you know, what the ingredients are, something that maybe doesn't agree with your pet's digestive system, or you just simply feed too much, which we don't want to do. And I actually have a holiday tip for pet lovers.
Okay.
If you are taking your pet with you, whether you're traveling by car or by plane, and you need a pet-friendly place to stay, I'm a huge fan of Baymont by Wyndham. They have 300 locations all over the country. They have amenities that are free. They even have an all-new pet-friendly travel guide. So you can check that out at baymontinns.com/pet-friendly.
I think we have time to squeeze one more gift idea in.
They have these pet glove wipes that are made of microfiber cotton. And basically, it's a damp wipe glove. And you wipe down your pet, and that removes any dust or allergens. And it also helps to hydrate their skin. We put it all online for you at tipsontv.com.
Thanks for all the tips, and we look forward to your return. Okay, Kristen?
Thanks, Ron.
The author of Pampered Pets on a Budget, founder of Fetching Communications. She knows everything there is to know about what your little fuzzy friend wants for the holidays. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh.
Well, that's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show, and our guests include Lee Greenwood, KC of KC and the Sunshine Band, actress Lori Metcalf from the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban, legendary artist Peter Max, lovely Dina Martin, Haley Bright, and Kristen Levine, part of our lifestyle segment. This is the last week to do your shopping, so you better get on the ball. I know I got to get out here right after the show, but we will be here all Christmas weekend, and we hope that you join us. And until Christmas weekend, this is Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have all kinds of colored lights, but especially blue skies and green lights.